Hello and good day, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Magic the First Pioneers podcast. This is a podcast all about the pioneer format of Magic, and we keep our listeners up to date with what is new, interesting, and powerful in the world of Pioneer. I'm joined here by my co-host,
Ryan Schwenk. I am the Japan hobbyist out of the Tokyo area of Japan. So happy holidays, by the way, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is interesting. It's just me and you today. I feel like we've had a lot of great guests lately, and we're going to be kind of all on our own today. You have to hold it together and still be interesting without, the crutches of very strong players and other people coming out of the show.
Yeah, personalities.
Kind of carrying our weight for us recently. Yeah, some strong personalities. It's been great. Great year, too. We already did a kind of year in recap. I just want to say, Happy New Year to everyone. It's been a great year, and hopefully Magic in 2021 is looking upwards.
Yeah, I mean, we have the Kaldheim pre-release coming up. I don't think that's really going to be happening in paper, but we'll be able to play it online. And then we'll have the cards available to us in February. But kind of before that time, kind of a slow news month as people wait for spoilers, right?
Yeah. You know, they feel like they keep condensing the spoiler season more and more, so it happens over, 5 days or something. So, until then, we're all anxious, and then it all happens in a blast. But this isn't the spoilers episode. We will be talking about that as soon as we've got a set release of Kaldheim. What we wanted to talk about today, though, is a little bit of an introspective episode, a little bit theoretical here. But so just to preface the idea, something we've talked about a few times is that the land cycles in Pioneer are surprisingly uneven. So there's a lot of cycles of lands that are in, allied colors, but not in enemy colors, and enemy colors, not in allied colors, in certain three colors and not in other three colors. And it makes things, maybe more difficult than they are in other formats where generally land cycles are very, very well kept even. Standard does a very good job of making sure that there's not too much disparity in the power level or type of lands between different color types, so you can play different archetypes. And then in older formats, obviously, you've got almost near perfect mana, so it's not even a consideration. So what we wanted to look at today is, what are those unfinished cycles of lands in Pioneer, and what would the Pioneer format look like if we did have that wide open world where you could really play any color combination with the existing power level of the lands that exist? So we're not saying, hey, let's add Shox fetches. What would Pioneer be like if mana was just perfect? But what we are saying is, if red-blue had the same mana as red-green, or red, I guess the other way around, if red-green had as good mana as red-blue did, what would that change? What would be different there? So we're going to go over the lands, we're going to go over the decks that would affect, new and old, and that's kind of the plan for today. Anything I'm missing?
Nope. I mean, I think one of the reasons why I thought this was a good topic is because we actually got the completed pathways in the Kaldheim set that's coming up, and we've been wanting fast mana for so long, but it's still not enough. And like you said, we got to go over, what will Pioneer look like once we get this perfect mana? Everyone's like, okay, the big thing about Pioneer is that you don't have fetches, but if you don't have good mana, you're not really, you're kind of holding back the potential of the format, I think. So
yeah, it's simply allowing more things to be playable if the mana is good.
Exactly.
So, I think that pathways are definitely what kind of brought this to our attention more than anything else, because those came out so unevenly. Not only were they, some allied color, some enemy colored, but, they didn't finish the cycles. Yeah. So there were some allied colors that really wanted the pathways, and they didn't get them in the last set. Yeah. So even though they told us that they'd be coming out in Kaldheim, we still wanted to talk about, hey, what does it change if, we didn't have a, blue-white one?
Yeah.
And now we're going to.
Yeah. So real quick, I think we should probably talk about some backgrounds, as far as what does it mean when we say enemy lands or friendly lands?
Okay, yeah. So, just real quick, we're going to talk a little bit about Magic technicals, so anyone who's not up to date. So, the color wheel is kind of that each color has two allied colors and two enemy colors. And originally, you mostly only saw cards, you know, back in the early days of Magic, you kind of only saw cards that were
friendly
of allied colors. Yeah. Because you shouldn't have something that's black and white. You know, they're opposites.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously that's going to change. We have all of them now. But so if you look at the back of a Magic card, it's the easiest way to do it. You can see that white is next to green and blue. Blue is next to white and black. Black is next to red and blue, etc. And the ones that they're not next to are the enemy colors, so across from there. And then we also will probably mention is that there are shards and wedges. These mm-hmm. are named after sets of Magic, so the shards of Alara had sets in each of the three color pairs that were allied. So by allied meaning, so if you have blue, you have white and green along with it, and that makes band.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to talk about the wedges, which came from, well, they were kind of using that terminology before it, but in Khans of Tarkir, you had enemy-colored wedges, so if you had white, you also had black and green with it. Or you know, if you had two allied colors, you had one enemy with it.
Yeah, and I think we actually have perfect mana for that, with the Triumphs, at least.
Well, so there's, yeah, I mean,
because they have the uncommon cards and the rare cards for those three ways.
Yeah, so we'll definitely want to discuss it, and, you know, this is one of the first things that comes up. So here, we're talking about unfinished cycles. We have Triumphs. What we do not have is we do not have wedge-colored Triumphs. Yeah. Or, sorry, shard-colored Triumphs.
So, actually, yeah, let's just go over. You went over Bant. So Bant is green, white, and blue. Naya is red, green, and white. Esper is black, white, and blue. Grixis is red, blue, and black. And Jund is red, green, and black.
Hey, you even remembered the blue ones. I know you were hesitant.
Yeah, I wrote this all down before we started. So.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, do you want to talk about that first? Do you want to just jump into what's missing?
Yeah. So we've had the other three colored wedges. They were just a three colored tapped, and you know that existed in Modern. They have the wedge colored, or sorry, the shard colored ones. Those don't really see any play, and neither did the wedge ones. But the Triumphs are different. You know, the Triumphs do see pretty significant play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely one of the cycles I want to be discussing here, is what if we had, you know, exactly the same as the Triumphs. So it comes in tapped. It has the three colors. So let's say the Grixis one, it would be a swamp, island, mountain.
Mm-hmm. With three.
It taps, obviously, then for blue, black, or red, comes to play tapped. And you could pay three and cycle
it. Yeah, so definitely missing those. I would love to see those in the format. It would allow for a lot of good mid-range and control decks, I think. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But what about shard lands like the uncommons? You know, like we had Opulent Palace and, you know, the Mardu one.
Ooh, let me see if I can name them. So Opulent Palace.
With Sultai.
Something Citadel. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Opulent Palace is the... So obviously Frontier Bivouac, because everyone remembered Frontier. Sandstep Citadel was the Abzan one. Mystic Sanctuary is the Jeskai one. And then nobody played... Nomad Outpost. That's it. Boom.
People were... Killing it. People were kind of playing these at the beginning of Pioneer when they were trying to fix the mana.
Yeah. And people were playing Siege Rhinos.
Yeah, exactly. At the time, too. So, I mean, would you like to see the shards show up in these colors? Do you think that would be a good thing or unnecessary once we get the Triumphs?
I think that would be a great thing. I'll definitely discuss some decks that I would like to see be able to have those, but having better mana for a slower deck, it would be great. I would love to see something like a Grixis Control. And, yeah, I mean, we'll talk about that a little later.
Would you put both of those in one set?
All five of those?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sure. So yeah, we'd have 10 total. We'd have five of the uncommon cycle.
So I wouldn't bother with the uncommon ones. I would just, I think, take the cycling ones.
Okay, that's all we need.
The Triumphs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what other cycles do we not have? So again, let's talk about the enemy ones. So enemy is red, white, black, white, blue, red, green, black, and blue, green. What enemy cycles do we have?
So are we talking about what they have or don't have?
Don't have. What do we not have?
Okay, so... Let's think what we don't have. So we don't have the reveal lands, the show lands, whatever they called them, from Shadows Over Innistrad.
Yeah, I just call them Shadowlands.
Those weren't great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
We don't have the... Are they called Tango lands? The two to Tango?
Okay, yeah, so the Tango
lands. The ones that we had
So we don't have those from, Breath...
Battle for Zendikar.
Yeah. Breath for Zendikar. Yeah, Breath of the Zendikar.
Yeah, and what are those? Were those like you had to have two basics for them to come into play untapped?
So yeah, if you have two basics in play, they come into play untapped, and they do have the land types of each of their individuals. So they were really good with fetches. Without fetches, there's really very little reason to play them.
Yeah.
Yeah, with fetches, they were actually quite good. Like, I almost, you know, I'm sometimes like, hey, why aren't we seeing an occasional one of those in Modern? That seems like something that's underutilized, but...
I still think we kind of need them printed just because they're kind of like a poor man's... I won't say a poor Shock. Man's, but like a... But a person that's not well-to-do's... Shocklands.
Why don't we say a budget Shocklands?
Yeah, budget Shocklands. Yeah,
although the Shocklands aren't too expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are a very much a cheap dual land right now.
I think if the format starts to take off, that the Shocks will start to go up. You know, we're already seeing like, what, $20 for the blue-green one because of, you know, Uro and Uro decks.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if people are getting into the format and they're just kind of like testing the waters, you know, to get Tangled Lands, to have those, just be able to build a budget version. Yeah, I would definitely see that seeing some play, just at least the casual levels. We need these to be printed for casual players.
Yeah. That's reasonable.
I think there's one more. The Cycle Lands was ones we don't have the enemy colors for yet.
That's true. So yeah, those were pretty good. They didn't see a lot of play, and I think that if we had the Triomes, they would be kind of replaced by that. So they're kind of exactly the same as the Triomes, except they cycle for two, and they only have two of the three colors.
Yeah, I mean, if you're playing a three-color deck, then you wouldn't need them. But if you're playing a two-color deck, and it's like control, you know, like before we...
Yeah, those do show up. You know, Irrigated Farmland and Blue-White Control shows up.
Or like the Blue-Black one shows up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that would be something that would be Fetty useful.
Pools, maybe.
So Friendly Lands. Friendly Lands are blue-white, green-white, black-red, blue-black, and green-red. And we are missing a couple of these as well.
Yeah, in my opinion, these are kind of the big ones we're missing.
Yeah.
So what the two big ones are the fast lands. So people want fast mana because it's strong. They want to be able to play their lands. So the actual fast lands, these are things that have been printed before, exactly the same as, you know, so blue-black, if you have two or fewer other lands in play, so what is it, say three or fewer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the wording on that, but if it's the third land or less,
yeah,
then it comes into play untapped.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember like Dark Slick Shores, maybe.
Yep. What Copperline, you know, Gorge is the other one.
Copperline Gorge, there we go, that's red green.
And then the what are the other ones? Seachrome Coast, I think, was the blue white, and then the Razor Verge Thicket was green white.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, I can't remember the black red. Yeah, but
Blackleaf Cliffs.
There we go. Right. There we go.
Yeah, so that's one of the cycles we don't have. The other ones, similarly, are the pain lands. So these are the ones that they tap for colorless, or they can tap for either of the two colors, and they deal a point of damage to you.
So like we have like two printings of like the temples, and we have, I think, two or three printings of like the friendly pain lands, but we have never had one printing
of the enemy pain lands.
The enemy pain lands. So yeah, we haven't had one printing of the friendly pain lands, and that just, it's really strange to me. I hope we get that.
They would definitely see some play if we had them.
Yeah.
So this is again, it would be a reprint if we saw them. Carpulsion Forest, Brushland, Darkar Wastes, Underground River, and what is the black one, red one again?
Black red.
Something's. Springs?
Sulphur Springs?
Sulphur Springs, that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah, I think I have some of these. These were printed in, I want to say they were printed in Ice Age, and then printed
in 6th. Yeah, and then M10, I think.
Or M10,
like
was
that?
It? Okay, yeah, yeah. They're printed a couple times. There's a lot of copies out there, or there were, I guess, but they didn't really get printed in such large numbers like they did after, you know, I think, what? After Ravnica, like, the sets really started to pick up supply-wise. Mm. So still kind of pricey if you don't have them.
And then one more, I don't know if you were including it for the topic of this conversation, is that we have a cycle of enemy manlands, which are okay, don't see a lot of play, but they had previously printed a set of allied color manlands that have, you know, the same similar cycle. Were you counting that in the conversation?
Yes, actually.
Power level
had
wise,
on my list.
Those were a little bit stronger.
So would you, if here's a question for you, would you reprint these straight as they are, you know, like Celestial Colonnade and the Rampaging, whatever it was called, the red-green one? Or would you do like a functional reprint with something similar, that's something more on the power level of the ones that we got in the
That's kind of what I'm saying, is that, you know, all of the ones from, it was a Battle from Zendikar as well? Battle and Oath.
Yeah.
All of those were reasonable. I think that all those, you know, saw play. I think that if they reprinted the old ones, they would be too strong. I wouldn't hate that, but they would be, you know, quite strong.
Yeah.
Especially the blue-white one.
I mean, I would be fine with, like, some kind of functional reprint. Yeah, the blue-white would be really, really, really good. Celestial Colonnade finished games by itself. You could basically just play a deck full of counter spells.
Yeah, so real quick, let me run through these. So the blue-white one, it for 5 mana became a 4/4 blue-white elemental creature with flying and vigilance.
Mm-hmm.
The green-white one was probably the worst. That one became a 3/4 with reach for 3 mana. The red-green one was pretty good. It was 4, and it turns into a 3/3 that when it attacks gets a +1/+1 yep. counter right out, yep. and you can activate that more than once. Is something that always comes
black,
up.
Red,
the black
lava
one was
reach.
3 to become a 3/2 unblockable.
Yeah.
Black-red, again, was not played much. What is it? Oh, so black-red is 3 mana for a 2/2 that has basically fire breathing. You can pay X to get plus X plus 0.
Yeah, so not great. Yeah, I would we can talk about those and talk about their impact.
Yeah, so, okay, so I will consider that. Yeah, that was my question, is whether or not you were counting those when you were thinking, like, hey, what decks would happen if we mm-hmm. finished all of the cycles? Yeah. Personally, I wouldn't mind seeing a new allied manland that are somewhere in between the power level of the two. You know, maybe a little stronger than the ones from Zendikar, but a little weaker than those ones.
Yeah, yeah, I would definitely agree. I definitely would like to see those. I don't think that's going to be high on their list of reprints, but eventually I would like to see that completed.
Yep, yep, yep.
All right, so...
Is that everything we're missing? You know, there's a few weird little one-offs. I don't think we're going to count any of those.
Not really a cycle.
You know, like there was a Grixis land somewhere in there. Yeah, but those aren't really important.
Yeah, these are the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's jump in to the next topic. I want to talk about if we get these land cycles, if, you know, we finish all these land cycles, what current decks, like decks that are in the meta right now, could really use these cards?
You know what? I did realize we need to talk about one more thing,
yeah.
is the pathways. We only talked about the fact that, you know, we had 6 of them. We're going to get the other 4 there. Just want to quick mention that we're also including, hey, we're going to have these pathways soon.
You want to add those into the conversation? You want to start with those first? Kind of a little Kaldheim talk.
Yeah, let's make sure we include those in the conversation there, because there are a couple of important ones coming from Kaldheim. So we didn't get a blue-white, and we didn't get a black-red, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, I think we get blue-white, you said. We get black-white, I think. No, black-white we got reprinted. Yeah, blue-red. What's the other?
Yeah, so in the first one we had all the green allied ones, and let me see exactly which ones we had in the first set and then this set. All I remember were those two that are the allied ones, because we didn't have those at first. So we had, you know, black white we had green red we had green white. What we didn't have was the black red or the blue black, so the two allied No wait, hang on, we did have
black. I think we need green black blue green black red and
blue green
black white
green
no.
black
yeah anyways we got some new stuff.
Yes, yeah, we're stumbling over words here. The important ones are the ones that are the allied, because like we've been saying, is that the allied ones are weaker. We're going to very quickly be getting the blue white and the black red, which are the two that we're missing from the allied ones the first time around.
Yeah, I mean, I can talk about how this is going to affect decks, but I kind of want to just, when we talk about the friendly pain lands and the friendly fast lands and how that's going to affect the format, let's just kind of put that in there. You know, the Kaldheim lands, let's kind of add those into the conversation. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
All right. So going back to my topic, what current decks could use these missing cards? So if we look at the metagame, you know, the big decks, which ones would benefit from having a finished land cycle?
Okay, so the first two that pop out for me are the two-colored lands, two-colored allied colored decks. So for me, this is blue-white, which is Spirits, and it's black-red, which is, you know, Pyromancer. Both of those are strong decks, strong archetypes, and they don't have an allied color land particularly, you know, other than the Shocks and maybe the Checks.
So yeah, definitely fast lands for Spirits. And I would say the black-red, like Arcanist, right, is the deck. It's not so much Pyromancer.
It depends on the version. Yeah, it's Arcanist or it's Kroxa. It's, you know, a few different
black-red Lurrus, basically.
Yeah, black-red Lurrus.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely. That would really help those lands out. I mean, you could play a lot more aggressive Rakdos cards and not have to worry about the lands. Spirits, especially. It feels like it's a little more heavily... How can I say? Heavily leaning towards blue. So opening up the white makes cards like the new Aberration that just got printed, the 3-mana, makes that a little bit easier to cast. The 3-mana, exile any permanent card. That's Spirits.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, 4-mana or less. But
yeah, 4-mana or less. Yeah,
hits most things.
Yeah, so definitely. What else? I would like to say that the Triumphs would make a lot of fun decks viable. So
yeah, so yeah, I was starting out with, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, Esper Triumph would make Esper Control really good, like Esper Poob. It adds a little bit more card draw to it. Because you're going to, you play, like, what, 26 lands, 28 lands? More than that. You play, like, 30 lands.
Least, yeah. Some of them do.
Yeah, so the more cycling effects, the better for that deck. And the other one... I mean, if you want to talk about Triumphs, what would the Triumphs help out if we got, like, the Shard Triumphs?
So as far as existing decks, you know, I think the Esper was the big one that I had in mind. I think that any of the kind of 4 or 5 color decks, so Niv-Mizzet would love some more Triumph options, and I think that Omnath would also love to be able to play around with their Triumph options a little bit more. Both of those play a lot of lands.
Not like they need more lands, but hey, you know... They're going to get them, right?
Yeah, it would definitely make them a little better if they had the allied Triumphs.
And I think Niv Delight as well, the enemy cycle lands, you know, like the blue-red and the blue-green would probably maybe see a little bit of play as well.
It's tough to say. I feel like I would rather just play another Triumph. You know, they're not maxed out on Triumphs by any means.
I guess
even in the 75-card version they weren't.
Depends on what gets printed first.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Like, if they print the enemy cycle lands first, I think they'll play a couple of those. And then once the shards come out, they'll just replace them.
As far as, so other aggressive, you know, allied fast mana, Winota is something we've been saying is kind of been lacking. You know, that's not a very popular deck right now, but it doesn't have great mana, and it would have much better mana if it had allied fast lands.
Yeah, got slightly better with the green-red pathway. In the green-white pathway that got reprinted. So give us a couple more and just make it so, you know, we can have no problem casting our turn one Llanowar into a turn two Rabblemaster into a turn three Winota. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once Naya is perfect, you know, we get some really cool, really fun Naya Zoo decks, I think. What else do we get? Sultai, the cycle lands... I think would be helpful, you know, again, just adding...
Yeah, they take it or leave it. I mean, they've got Triumphs as well.
Oh, yeah, they got Triumphs already. But if they wanted to, you know, green-black and green-blue would be available to them.
Any of the, like, red-green aggro decks, you know, we see some of that with Burning Tree Emissary. They would love a little bit better of a red-green land.
So the pain lands or the fast lands would be very helpful in that.
Yeah, so they've got the pathway, but, you know, it's an awkward deck to have the pathways in because, you know, say you need an early red mana. If you play the pathway, then it doesn't cast a lot of your cards. You know, you can't really play the red-green pathway and then play something like, what is the 3-green elf? Steely Champion, you know, just because it doesn't then tap for green at all. So you'd rather, you know, pay a life occasionally or, you know, have it come and play tap late occasionally. just to be able to make sure that you can cast those things right off the bat.
So basically the pathways are good in a pinch, but they're not perfect.
Yeah, the other big thing is that, you know, you want to go turn one Llanowar Elf, so if you're going turn one green mana and then turn two, you can't play something that's like red, red, one, you know. It would open up a lot more options if you could go.
Yeah, if we had Copperline Gorge, then just with that, you could cast your Elf and then cast, you know, like your Abel Master the next turn.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there's a couple more. I guess if, you know, we were talking a little bit about man lands. Yeah, blue-white control. Would definitely like to have the man land, I think. Would any other decks want to have any of the other friendly man lands, you think?
So I've been thinking about that. So existing decks or new decks? Are you talking
any existing decks? Existing, like, you know, decks, right? Would blue-black or Esper Poop play like a blue-black one? The Creeping Tar Pit?
See, some of them are good enough. Yeah, I feel like, well, Esper would probably just play the blue-white one because it's so good. Mm-hmm. I could see, you know, Wilderness Reclamation decks playing something like the blue-black one being very strong.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a blocker that they could leave back, and it can also attack, you know, if the board is clear.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're not currently playing Lumbering Falls usually, but they could be.
I totally forgot about that card. How about, like, the green-red one? Like, I guess there's not really... I guess there's Timber Reclamation.
A more controlling green-red. Yeah, maybe you could play it in, like, Omnath.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be terrible. You know, it's a nice mana sink, I suppose.
Yeah. Are we missing anything else? How about Lotus Combo? Do you think, like, Lotus is, like, green-blue now. Would that want to play, like, the blue-green cycling lands once that's printed?
I suppose so. Yeah, if that got printed, that they might play that because, you know, I've seen Triomes and they're basically still a two-color deck just because they want to be able to get rid of those.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be terrible.
Because you want to just draw through your deck and get the cards you need, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that pretty much covers all the current decks that would benefit from having better land. Do you want to move on to the next topic, or is there anything else we're missing?
No, yeah, let's move on.
So, this is a little bit more hypothetical, a little bit more fun for me, actually. What decks could finally be viable if we have these finished land cycles? Like, people don't play them now just because the mana is so bad.
Okay, so I'm probably going to be overly optimistic on some of these decks in this section, but I feel like I've got a deck in almost every color combination that I'm like, man, if only we had better mana, I would play. So my top example is a more aggressive Esper deck. So something like an Esper midrange to a, like, maybe Esper, it's not Mentor, what is it called?
Wasn't there a deck like this in Frontier back in the day?
Yeah.
With Hostage Taker? What's the
one where when you cast a multicolored deck card, it creates a 1/1.
Oh, the Chant... The Soldier that makes the 1/1 white human tokens, right? For all multicolored cards. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I will... Yeah, I wish our audience knew what I was talking about, because...
Yeah, if anybody was listening in live, they can chat. They can write that down.
Scream at us, because I'm sure that we're being silly here. You know, we don't rehearse these beforehand.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about. So yeah, it creates a 1/1 token whenever you create a cast a multicolored.
Hero Precinct one. That's
there
the
we
one.
Go. And but
took me a
so
minute.
So basically, back in Frontier, there was a Esper deck that played that along with the Hostage Taker.
You know, a lot of good things. I mean, more like Teferi was a big one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could probably play both Teferis. You could play things like some of the, like Spectres. Mm-hmm. You could play things like, Hostage Taker.
Yeah, the 2/2 that attacks and steals a card from the top of the Thought library.
Erasure is great.
Spell Queller.
All those things.
Sorry, I'm talking.
Spell Queller is a great one. No, you're good.
Yeah. I got
so there's a lot of really good blue-white, blue-black cards that it'd be great to make a Hero Precinct 1 deck around, but, you know, you can't be doing that with tap lands.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work at all.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, you know, we could have... Say, I actually had, like, the blue-black pain lands, fast lands, as maybe, like, a possible fairies or rogue deck as well. So that those would all kind of become viable.
Yeah, I could also see Esper Spirits. You know, there are some black spirits that I wouldn't hate seeing. Like, if you could go and play the 3-4 gut, whatever it's called, that when it enters the battlefield, your opponent discards a card and you gain 3 life.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 mana. That would be great, yeah, in Spirits, but there's no way you're going to play double black right now in Spirits.
Kind of a more of a mid-range build instead of the tempo build.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about getting friendly pain lands so we can build Eldrazi decks.
Ooh, okay, that's interesting. So what Eldrazi color combination are you looking at here that we don't have?
Well, I know that, you know, I mean, we're missing the friendly pain lands. Mm-hmm. And basically, you could play any deck you wanted to and just throw in, you know, the Eldrazi. And that's what, like, this format's kind of missing. When we were playing Frontier, I thought we had a good amount of play. We saw a good amount of play from, like, Thought Not Seer. And some people played Matter Reshaper as well. And, like, I feel like we're just totally missing that. So...
Okay.
So Friendly Pain Lands, we're missing, like, the green white, the black red, blue black, green red, and the blue white. And I think,
so I could see trying like black red,
yeah,
or red green.
Yeah, maybe. I could see it in black red, or even like a green white or something like that. You know, something like an Anaya deck. Just that, you know, if you're doing like a beatdown, play that Reality Smasher 5/5 trample. And if you don't have access to that colorless mana, then you're not going to be able to cast those cards easily. 4 is not enough. You need to have 8.
Okay. Yeah, it depends on what... I'm not sure what exactly deck would want something like that that can't run an existing card. But yeah, that'd be interesting. That is another thought that I didn't really think of, is that we're not just talking about color combinations. We're also talking about an additional way to get colorless mana.
Yeah. All right, what's your next choice?
Ooh, so my next one, Bant. Bant. Love the color combination. Two decks I would love to see in Bant. One would be a Bant Control.
Mm-hmm.
So if we had a Bant Triome, we had some Bant Fast Lands, would love to see that. You know, something like, you know, an Uro Yorian deck gets to play, you know, Elspeth's Conqueror's Death, all the white removal, kind of like Esper Yorian does, but get to play Uro.
And Tamiyo as well, maybe.
No. Tamiyo's an aggro card. I'm talking more about a more controlling deck.
Well, I mean, it does open up Tamiyo. I'm just saying, as far as like the Bant
Planeswalkers. It does for, if I was talking more like a... So my other thing I was going to go with Bant is that, you know, we've been talking about a Bant, mid-range Bant collected company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a very popular standard deck, and we haven't seen anything close to that. You know, there's just a lot of good, cheap Bant creatures, and a lot of them are just not seeing play. So, you know, if I could Coco in and hit a... you know, Skyclave Apparition, mm-hmm, and an Uro, something like that. That seems really powerful.
Yeah, so that would be kind of more of like the green-white Fastlands and Painlands helping that deck out then, because we already have the blue.
Yeah, that would be on the Fastlands,
yeah, side. So yeah, actually, green-white and blue-white would help out that deck.
Mm-hmm.
The friendly Painlands, or sorry, the Painlands. What else?
Yeah, and other than that, you know, there's other Bant combinations. You know, Bant Spirits, I think, could come back. You could see Bant Humans or even 4-color Humans. That would also probably be a collected company deck.
What about Celestia aggro? Yeah. You know, with like the cats.
Blue-white aggro?
You know, like...
Oh, green-white aggro?
Yeah.
It's, it wouldn't see a huge improvement. I don't think that lands would be enough to fix those decks. I think that they've just got some problems. They're too fair. Mm-hmm. They're missing, you know, white removal. So I don't think that would be a clean answer, but that would be nice to have.
How about Abzan? Would having the green-white fast lands help out Abzan?
Again, I think there's just bigger issues in play there.
Okay. Any other decks? Oh, we were talking about Triumphs earlier. Jund. I would love to see Jund be playable in the formats. You know, we're...
So what do you want to do with Jund? Because I like Jund, but we need to know...
Like, what makes it better than playing any of the other combinations, like Temur or whatever?
Sure, yeah.
Well, I mean, you get access to, of course, Thoughtseize, and you also get access to big creatures like the... what is it? The 6/6 Trample Vigilance, draw a card. I forgot his name. Draw a card or make a 3/3 token...
Oh, Elder Gargaroth.
Yeah, you get
Elder... So you're saying, like, So you're like a Crookset deck that wants to play Gargaroth? I mean,
and then also you have like Chandra Awakened Inferno. So you get Disruption and you get Burn. I mean, people want to play Jun just because they like Jun in Modern and they like Jun in the other colors. And I think it just opens up more lines of play, more interesting lines of play. You can be a little bit more aggressive than like traditional blue control decks. You know, blue just basically only gives you counter spells. And if you're playing white, you get Teferi. You know what I mean? I'd like to see them go away from blue.
Okay. I like Jund. I don't see anything huge that it would get. You know, like, mostly you're talking about kind of the red-black cards that we can already play. And adding green to that, I don't see anything that's huge that I'm like, oh, yeah, man, if I could play a Crookset deck that plays Nissa,
we get Vraska that would be as well.
So game... Yeah, but you could play that in Sultai, and you know they don't really. You know, Sultai mid range is kind of falling pretty hard off. I don't see how Jund would be much better than Sultai right now. You know, I'd rather play Uro than Crookset. Kolaghan's Command hasn't been good in, you know, five ever.
And that's because we need better mana. We need to be able to play all these cards. There's going to be a fun combination of cards, like some Delirium deck or whatever. Maybe.
Man, remember when Liliana the Last Hope saw play?
Yeah. It's good. Oof. I bought a bunch, and now they're not worth as much. But anyways,
yep.
Other Triune, we got to talk about Grixis, right? Would you be?
Yeah, we definitely have to talk about Grixis. Grixis, I can get a little bit more excited about.
Yeah, tell me.
And again, I kind of see two ways. I wouldn't mind seeing a Grixis Triune to play a more controlling Grixis deck. You know, I think that there's some very strong Grixis cards. I could see it as Fires. I could see it as just a control deck. You know, things with any of the Niv, or not Niv-Mizzet, he lost his name and now I've lost it to Bolas decks.
Okay.
The 4-mana Bolas, the flip one, is pretty strong. I love the 5-mana one. I think that that's a very powerful card that just doesn't see any play right now.
Did it ever?
I mean, it's standard, you know.
Yeah, standard and historic, it's seen quite a bit of play, I thought. You know, at one point.
I just don't think we've ever had the mana for it with the cards to support it.
Yeah, so that's something that I would like to see. I'd like to see Bolas get a little bit more loving. He does show up, I believe, in one of the 4 or 5 color decks, right? Like Niv-Mizzet, maybe?
No, because you can't bring to light 4 Planeswalkers, and he's not 2 color, so he can't be grabbed by
Niv-Mizzet. Sorry, I meant the 4-4 flying.
The 4-4 occasionally sees play. The other one does not.
Yeah.
The Planeswalker does not.
Yeah, being able to nip a light for a planeswalker like that would be pretty sweet. You know, flip them. Adding to Grixis, you get the blue-red and the blue-black cycle lands as well. You know, if we got like a the man lands back, those could also possibly help out to that deck.
Man land maybe. I think the more interesting place to go would be an aggressive Grixis deck. So we don't really see really any blue-red aggro right now, but something like a... You know, maybe you could add blue into one of your blue-black, or red-black, you know, whatever they're called right now. I was calling them Pyromancer decks. Or you could go, you know, Thing in the Ice in one of those decks, and that seems really powerful. You know, Claim, if you can lure us back your Thing in the Ice, that seems pretty powerful.
Yeah, definitely. Any other good... Oh, yeah, we haven't even talked about this yet, but I want to see more Mardu cards. And, you know, having the black-white and the red-white cycle lens could maybe help out Mardu a little bit better. We got the Triomes. We have the...
I don't think any deck is going to be made by those cycle lands. They're just not, you know, they're not very powerful. They see very occasional play, but Mardu has such huge problems. Abzan has such huge problems that getting a cycle land is not going to change anything for them.
I mean, I thought,
you know, I know that's being pessimistic here.
I mean, I thought that like that was like the whole problem behind Mardu, like until recently, of course, with maybe the printing of the Triumphs, but it just had horrible mana. But is it just like the payoff's not there?
Well, I don't think that changes the mana being horrible. But yeah, the payoff's not there. Like, I can't think of any Mardu card that I would be dying to play.
Kalia.
You know, Crackling Doom, their best card, got nerfed into oblivion when it stopped hitting planeswalkers.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna try to make Mardu work eventually. I'm gonna build a Kalia deck.
I love it. You know, speaking of red white, Naya, other than maybe playing Winota, Naya also just that's a struggle to try and make anything work in Naya. Mm-hmm. So we need more. We need more than just Lance to fix some of these colors, but there are definitely interesting things that we could do if we had some of these colors.
I mean, bottom line, I think, is that, you know, if we do get perfect mana eventually, we finish out all these cycles, that we would add a good number of new decks into the format.
Yeah, it's not a guarantee, but I do think some of the ones we've talked about would be viable. They'd be viable alternatives or alterations or standalone decks.
Yeah, you know, just to be able, like you said, go faster, be more consistent, etc., etc. All right, so last part, I wanted to ask you what you would like to see first. So, you know, as they start to print these land cycles and finish them up, which one would you want to see first? What's your top five list? Let's do top five.
So, do you want to go?
Like, if you can go five to one, or you can do 1 to 5. Up to you. I'll just listen to all your five first, and you can explain, you know, maybe why you want to see these afterwards.
I thought Triomes would be lower on my list, but I feel like they need to sit at, like, 1 or 2, just because, you know, talking through them, they enable so many little things that I love. So Triomes, I'm going to put at 2. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make 1 the fast lands and 3 the pain lands. Mm-hmm. I know that's being a little silly. I mean, those are the main ones that we've been talking about that we'd love to see finished. Maybe the pathways after that, if we're counting that, and then maybe the man lands, just because those would be fun.
Well, pathways we already are getting.
We're getting, yeah. Sure, yeah.
So these are things you'd like to see finished that currently we don't know are going to be finished. So I guess instead of the pathways, what's one more land cycle you'd want to see finished?
Yeah, I could maybe say the tangos. You know, I don't think we have to go that deep. Once you've got a good allied fast land, mm-hmm. which would be the most important thing, you don't need the other ones as much.
Yeah. Yeah, so I kind of have the same thing. Number one, I have the friendly fast lands. Number two, these shard triomes. Number three, I had friendly man lands. I like to see those come back sooner than later. And then friendly pain lands at 4. And then I had the cycle lands at 5.
I know it's going to be the cycle lands. Yeah. I intentionally left them off my list. I don't want to hear about them anymore. Huh.
But everyone loves cycling.
Then play triomes.
Yeah, we'll forget those.
Like right now you could just play a triome in your 2-color deck, and it would work exactly the same as your
cycle. Realistically, you know, we want to see these, but you know, they just printed the charred triomes in Ikoria. They printed the wedge triomes in Ikoria. I don't think we're going to see the shard triomes anytime soon.
Probably not.
Fastlands, possibly yes, because it's been a while. We had the other ones in Kaladesh. Painlands, I think we could probably see in a core deck this summer, hopefully, if they...
Well, we don't have a core deck this year.
No core deck this year? What?
No core set this year. We got the, we've got a crossover with Dungeons & Dragons instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they can still do the Painlands in there. And then Cyclelands... See, I think they'll probably print the Cyclelands. Just realistically, I think they'll print the Cyclelands before they print the Shard Triumphs. But
okay,
I'm just saying that I want them to be printed earlier. But knowing Wizards, it's probably, you know, they want to like be able to switch up the land cycle. And didn't they say something actually about how often they're going to be printing land cycles in a set? Like it won't be each one, it won't be every set.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing some new lands. You know, these pathways. Like, that's the other thing, is I wouldn't mind seeing new lands. These pathways are kind of the first new duel we've had in, like, 10 years or something. Not really, but, you know, I think the last new duel was, like, the cycling lands, and that was Kaladesh?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 12 sets ago, 3 years ago kind of thing. Other than that, you know, they reprinted the Shocks, they reprinted the Temples, they reprinted the Czech lands. It's all been reprint, so I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, I've kind of said a few times, like, imagine if you were an R&D person and you go working for Wizards and you're like, I've got the perfect idea for a land, and then you work there for 3 years and they haven't printed a single new land. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah. I'd be really disappointed if we didn't get more than one new cycle of lands this year.
Yeah, that's
outside
fair.
Of the pathways, you know, after this, you know, if we got 3, I'd be happy, you know, finishing out these cycles. But Anyways, I think I'm good. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add. But I think this was a fun topic.
Yeah, nice and short. Guys, if you have any decks that you're like, oh man, I've been wanting to build this deck and the mana's just not good enough, that is exactly the kind of thing that you should tweet out to us at MTG Pioneer, the one and only original MTG Pioneer on Twitter. You can also find information about our Discord is a great way to keep in contact with us, or reach out to us on Reddit, also MTG Pioneer.
Yeah, we love to hear people's feedback on Discord, and we added that link to our profile, so you can just click on that from Twitter and join and get in the conversation. Yeah, I guess we'll do shout outs real quick. I'll do mine and then you can do yours if you want to do anything. My name's Ryan.
Oh, I've shouted.
So yeah, my name's Ryan. You guys can find me at Yo Schwenky, YOSCHWENKY. I look forward to hearing from you. So take care until next time.
Yeah, I've already done my shout out, so I'll just shout out to Ryan as well. Go Ryan!
Yay!
Yep, that's it, guys. Thank you all for listening. We hope that this was entertaining. You know, we didn't have any great hosts this time, but we're still entertaining, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But if you guys enjoy our content, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate having you here. Give us a subscribe below, and we look forward to being your go-to source for Pioneer information online. The First Pioneers, signing off.